Is phantom power in the back on? Both switches on the top.
I have a mic in my car.
Do it now. No, no, talk. No, talk.
Oh. Check.
There we go. Phantom power.
Okay. Yeah.
Holy
yeah,
shit.
Wowzers.
Yeah.
Hello? Yo.
Yeah.
I'm just loud as shit.
Penis.
Yeah.
Now I do have a buzz. Yeah, now it's gone.
Under your wire management.
You're welcome.
Yeah, but this is the first time I've ever monitored with my headphones.
Yeah, but
do you need them?
Well, I wanted to check for the buzz, so it didn't happen again.
I mean, the buzz is me. I mean, I got a buzz.
Like it's out back.
Shut up, bitch.
Jeez, y'all are toxic. And I thought our show was toxic.
I don't like when people just look at me, bro. Don't say nothing.
Don't be stupid, then.
F*** you. Alpha bar sipping. You Alpha
no,
bar.
No hoodie. Other
boys.
Than
boys. Can't we all just get along?
Shut the f*** up.
Yeah,
why can't we be
give me a mic check, please. Give me a mic check. At least be pretend like you're happy to be here.
Why can't we?
Yo, what's
be
up,
friends?
Dude? Yo.
Penis. Penis, penis.
Why can't we be friends?
Mic check 1, 2, 3.
Jolly because he got his freaking.
You don't ever say no bullshit, man. It's just
what do you want?
It's only because he got his rock star. It's only because
last week I didn't have one.
Yeah, he was all types of grumpy.
I was like, what do you want?
And might I say that this rock star is mighty delicious.
Can I try?
Mm-hmm.
Only because it's a different can now.
It's OG flavor.
Rockstar sponsor this show.
You drink energy drinks too?
No.
No, he's the...
They're bad for you.
The pure one.
The better.
Right. He doesn't have... He's not weighed down by, like...
Just marijuana.
Joke's on you.
Beep!
That's all right.
It's not... It doesn't have too much bubblegummy flavor, which the original one does to me. So,
I always try. Remember when we lived together? Every time you got a new can, I had to try.
Yes.
I still think my favorite is the... The all natural one?
Oh, the tea?
Yeah.
So good.
That one is probably
it's like
really
a
good.
Long Island natural tea.
Watch your mouth when you talk about bubblegum.
Yes, sir.
It's a goated flavor.
Of anything?
Of everything.
You ever think about growing up?
I don't know about that.
Growing old is an option.
Hold on.
No, growing old is mandatory. Growing up is optional, baby.
I'm sure you say that very, very occasionally.
I said it 2 days ago.
So you like bubblegum Pepto-Bismol?
Bubblegum Pepto-Bismol?
Yes.
Is there bubblegum Pepto-Bismol?
Yes.
I don't even know that. Pepto-Bismol is... I just drink regular Pepto-Bismol.
Regular one is fine too, though.
Like, remember like the amoxicillin medicine?
That was my
right? See? Big League Chew, Bubblicious. Dude, even Cola Champagne, the Salvadorian soda, that tastes like bubblegum. It's delicious. I rest my case. Thank you, Your Honor.
There you go.
I don't it's a like, good show. Good night.
I don't like bubblegum. I don't like bubblegum that much, though.
I'm going to keep it a bug, though. Bubblegum is ass. You're welcome. Merry Christmas. Happy birthday.
Do you like
Bazooka,
Big Chew?
Boom.
Have you had Big Chew?
Did I like it?
Yeah.
So, bro, all of them. Like, grape. As soon as I get it.
Grape one.
Mm-hmm.
Grape one always.
Grape?
Grape?
Interesting.
All right.
Didn't they have like a blueberry one, too? They had something blue.
They had all kinds of shit.
Yeah, they had a lot.
That, that was a very white.
I like how it's Big Chew, but like you're emanating
very Caucasian
just
smile that you're doing. I don't like
yes.
it.
Just preparing kids to dip.
It was a very popular product in Little League.
Yeah.
Duh.
Like, oh, we can't have tobacco. We're just going to make a bubblegum tobacco. Cool.
Yeah.
All right.
It was all shredded and everything.
It was lit. It was tight.
Bro. I thought I was doing something. Just have a big ass blob and just spitting. Yeah. Bro, I was lit. I was that guy.
We should have a baseball tournament.
Ew.
Why not?
Baseball's boring.
Not when we play it.
Statistically,
like, it's... What the f***?
You act like we don't have friends. Like we've never interacted with anyone ever before.
I don't have friends.
Lewis likes really? No one.
Imagine. Dentikit umpire.
Hell no.
You up
the
to
umpire,
bat.
Umpire, bro. I'm getting the f*** out of there as soon as I get the bat.
Bro, we'll get Anupina. They'll be outfield.
No, bro, he's not coming then.
What do you mean?
If Anupina's there, he's not going to be there because they're going to have a show.
Nah, they're going to be there. The show is the baseball tournament.
Oh, we actually talked to Transplants to get Anupina to come out.
Oh, hell
to
yeah.
Perform.
Do it.
That'd be... I just feel like all the homies would finally come because it'd be in town. Like,
did
it
they receive you
far.
Well? Do you need to go to one of the promoters? I know one of the promoters there.
Do you?
Burger Wolf.
Okay. Well, I'll talk to you more about it.
What but kind of wolf?
Business.
Burger Wolf? Like, I'm... Mm-hmm. Wolf? What the f***?
Like, I'm not so, no
like, I guess it's a reference to Workaholics.
Okay.
And then they started calling him the Burger Wolf, and that just stuck. It became his nickname. So he named the promotion company Burger Wolf, and that's
okay,
that's
what got you.
All right.
That's one of the promoters over there. Hmm. Yeah, start it. Go. Bam.
How's it going, guys? Welcome back to another episode here on the Entitled Mixtape.
Nervous?
I hope everyone is doing well and that you're having a fantastic week. Either it be the start of your week or the end of your week. As you may have noticed, episode didn't come out last week because it had buzz. So that's awesome. Always awesome. We'll redo it. I think a little more structure on the episode would be good. But of course, I am Danko and I am joined with my two lovely co-hosts. I have Lewis.
Baba Ganoush.
AKA.
Ceviche.
There you go.
AKA the Ceviche. Big Lou, 5'9", but when I rhyme, I'm 6'2". You shitting me, I'm shitting you.
There you go. Boom. And
what happened?
To his left, I have Lorenzo.
I had two beers before I came here.
Nice. What kind?
Yeah, I can tell.
I don't know. I helped some friends move, and
true.
They're like, we have beer, and I was like, say less. I'm already tired. Gonna drink.
Good. And there's not just us in the building. We have a special guest with us today. Another person on the network.
Jack Black.
AV's very own Jack Black.
The Tit Show podcast. Leo. Yeah,
Jack Black mixed with Maddie Matheson.
Yes.
Leo.
Yes. Hey.
AKA DJ Brute.
What's up? What's going on? Hi.
How you
it's
doing?
DJ Brute, AKA Leo, AKA El Presidente of Chit Show podcast.
Okay. Yeah.
Are you offended?
No. Because you said you okay? Chit Show podcast. I'm not the president of Chit Show.
Oh, you were about to be.
You're the president of the network, yeah.
Yeah. I have no say in Chit Show.
That's bullshit.
I do have say, but I'd rather not.
He does have say. He just doesn't. He has the say. He just doesn't want to wield it because he's scared of the power or something.
Yeah.
I don't know.
You're one of those Weenie Hut Juniors.
No, yeah.
There's probably like a deep-seated demon inside of him that he's afraid is going to come out because we're like uncensored and all that.
Yeah. The only uncensored podcast on the network, which is great. And
that's right. Represent.
It's a hit.
Excuse me? It's what?
It's a hit.
Yo,
what
shots.
Did you say before that?
The only uncensored podcast on the network.
I mean, when I edit, I get all my stuff. If somebody, not naming any names, that starts with a D and ends with an Anko, sometimes we are uncensored. Interesting.
You did a thing. And by did a thing, I mean you actually didn't do a thing.
Right.
Why.
Right. Yeah, no. Yeah, but for the most part, we're uncensored.
Because
so.
I know how Danko edits, too.
Just okay, like life, you can't hide all everything, you know?
We were the first uncensored podcast.
Yeah.
Can we just bring the swear jar back?
We never had one to begin
you
with.
You would be paying so
no,
much.
No, I wouldn't. No,
you
I wouldn't.
Would.
I don't you cuss. Shut the up. I don't cuss.
I wouldn't
like,
be allowed
we're not
on the
gonna
show.
Change this narrative. Like, yeah.
Don't set yourself
like, don't,
up for that.
Don't make me curse. Like, I don't do that. Like, I don't curse. Like, don't
why
make,
is
don't.
It so hot down here?
It's
It's hot outside.
It's usually, but really like, even when it's really hot, like last week it was like 100, whatever.
Well, I think it's because it rains, so it's a little more mucky.
Oh, it's humid.
So, yeah. Yep.
That's what I mean. So I just think, like, I don't think it's actually that hot down here, but since it feels like so intense up there.
Right.
Like it just feels right. Mucky everywhere.
Yeah, I was unloading at the Britisher last night when the show was over, and it was shit.
Mm. Oh, yeah, last night was disgusting.
It was gross.
It was.
I wanted to like punch the air. Like
disrespectful. You could feel the air. Like you could have.
one of the nights earlier this week, it was 9 p.m. The sun was out. It was 100 degrees. I was like, why? The sun's not even around, bro.
This is angry for no reason.
So hot.
It's disrespectful.
But welcome. Welcome to the Untitled Mixtape.
It's good to be here, guys.
Oh, that's what we were doing, huh? What's
up? I can't remember. If this is your first time on the podcast?
No, this is my second or third.
Yeah, it's third.
Oh, nice.
Yo, what?
Returning.
Let me stop.
Yeah.
I don't remember, bro. You know how many podcasts we do? We do so many podcasts.
This is where I'd hit the applause button on my show.
Oh, please. You need to teach me how to do it so I can actually like do bop or flop correctly because I don't know how to do the record on my laptop.
We should just have a live audience.
Yeah, the live audience too.
There's that. Yeah. I've been wanting to do that. We should do a joint.
I'd f***ing bomb.
Really?
I don't like people.
Touche.
I don't like people either.
People don't like people. Shit.
That was deep. That was deep.
Just have no one clap and just keep doing the podcast. That's all it is. You just focus on each other.
No, I'm f***ing funny, bro.
Yeah, you are.
On my mama, though. Like,
unfortunately, you are.
On my mama, like, you feel me? Like, on my mama, though. Like,
you're still a
okay.
So, jeez. Host of the Chit Show podcast.
As your friend, yes. I must bring you down to a certain level.
Right? What do you guys do over there? What do we do over there?
What do you guys do over there?
As in you guys, I'm included.
For the people listening.
This is where I'd hit the da-dum-ts button. No, we talk about news and what's trending. New music, TV movies, comic books, all that shit. It's a general talk podcast about everything pop culture and what's going on in the world.
Right.
Yes.
And if anybody is listening, go listen to Chit Show because it's a much more entertaining form of news and also a much more relatable way to listen to news.
Oh, thank you.
It's great. I think it's a great show.
I just want to be the next Jon Stewart, baby. Shut the up phone.
Put your phone on silent.
I'm a disrespectful guest.
Untitled.
You all have been such phenomenal hosts.
Untitled Mixtape has been on the Chit Show twice.
Yes.
And we've had fun every single time.
It's always good times.
So thank you for joining us.
Yeah.
Isn't actually your artist spotlight.
Oh, no.
I just turned it down.
We will have an artist spotlight for DJ Brute.
Androids.
In the future.
Okay. Wait, wait till like the new year, maybe.
Yeah, but
there you go.
Androids are getting R6. Did you hear about that?
Mm.
R6 is coming out on mobile, but only on Androids.
There you go.
I don't know why, though. They shot themselves in the foot for that, though.
Hey, you know, people like R6.
You know?
I don't know why.
Yeah, but that's what I'm saying is they shot themselves in, like, R6 shot themselves in the foot.
My phone lets me call
people?
Only
putting it on Androids. Right. Like, that makes, like, from, that just hurts my brain from a business standpoint. You know what I'm saying? It's like, why'd you do that?
But, so you do DJing?
Yes.
You do some producing?
I'm a DJ and a novice producer.
Yeah.
Amateur producer.
You do-do?
I do-do.
Yeah.
I do-do the do-do.
You've got events
do-do-do-do
in the AV as well?
Yep. So I also run Baseball and Entertainment, where we throw all sorts of events showcasing mostly EDM DJs, house EDM DJs, drum and bass, dubstep, all that shit. I do a lot of top 40 nights at the Britisher and other places, but our main focus is EDM, even though top 40 is mainly what we do. But EDM is the move. That's who we cater to.
You just had Mr. Clean's Desert Adventure.
Mr. Clean's Desert Adventure was a party out in the middle of the desert. We had four stages.
I saw that.
It was awesome. We've got Here Comes the Boo, our second annual Here Comes the Boo, which is our Halloween event October 29th. We've got three stages at that one. And that one's going to happen in Lancaster, actually. It's going to be at the Legion on the east side.
Okay. I'll be able to.
You'll be at brunch. I already know.
Wait, no, but October 29th, that's my older sister's birthday.
Yeah, it's a Saturday.
So, I'll try. Because I would love to go.
Tell your people, guys. It's 21 plus, unfortunately. Sorry, kiddos.
Darn it.
But yeah, it's going to be great. We got 3 stages, top 40, EDM, drum and bass, costume contest, live painters. We're going to have fire performers. We're going to have video game stations, Jumbo Connect 4, Jumbo Jenga, cornhole, freaking
food trucks.
Food trucks. We're definitely going to try to ask the people we had last year. We had shouts out to Barrios and Top of Mis Papas. We had them last year. And if they're down still, they might come back this year. But we've got a good buzz so far. It's looking really good.
It's going to be exciting.
It's going to be great.
Second annual, baby.
I will definitely try to be there.
It's going to be dope. Yeah. We're doing it bigger and better than last year, so I'm f***ing excited.
So he's got a lot of things going on. Of course, he's a part of the network. He is here to join us today. Because today is just an episode of Chit Chats. And, of course, music.
Yeah, you're setting us up.
And...
Yep.
You're a little too happy.
Allegations.
I don't like this shit, dog.
There have been some things said in the across
damn
the
damn right.
Like, why boy talking like he know me or something?
He don't know you, dog.
Boy, like, get to the point. Like, I don't like this, man. Hurry up. You're making me mad.
We have a couple things to go over when it comes to the Chit Show podcast. One of the biggest things we do on the Chit Show is we like to poke fun at people.
Talk chit.
All the time. Talk chit. And one of the people who has come under fire is Lewis, a.k.a. Seven.
This is true.
For a couple of things.
Man. For
a couple
of things.
Dinko's too excited.
Go ahead. Because I already know. Go ahead, bro.
So this episode is actually Lewis versus Leo.
Yes.
Lizzo's love songs and lies. So there are a couple things that have gone across.
Look, bro, I don't like Lizzo. The slow dancing in the burning room, it was an accident. Okay, it was an accident, bro. Like I panicked. Like, relax. And then what was the other one?
Lies, allegedly.
Lies.
I never did that.
Because I'm torn.
I think the lie's on me.
My brother and my fellow co-host, you know? Someone who I do the podcast every week. You come out and say that he can't freestyle.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. First and foremost, I'd like to say, yes, I did say that. Secondly, I'd like to say, no, I actually didn't say that. It wasn't that. I didn't say that you can't freestyle. I said that I could freestyle better than you. Are you going to say the rest of the statement? See, this is the gotcha journalism that divides a network.
Yep.
Let me finish the statement. But your pen is way better than me.
He did say
my
that.
Pen is trash. I can't write for shit.
Nah, he sent me the snippet.
Yeah, I sent the snippet.
So I heard everything. He sent me the snippet.
I didn't come into the group chat like...
At first, like, he sent the screenshot like Lewis versus Lee. I'm like, what the f***? Like, my name is here and I don't know shit about what's going to happen. And then he sent me the snippet. I'm like, oh
man, I thought me and Lee were cool.
Yeah, I'm like, what happened? Like, what did I do?
No. But this is one of those things where it's just fun banter, of course. I just wanted to make it seem like it was a big deal. It's not a big deal.
Oh, no. It is a big deal. It is a big deal. Because I'm only half flying. No, it's not that big of a deal. But and I'm not half flying. No, I always just like... It's friendly chat and shit talking that happens, especially in the AV,
right,
that unfortunately at times some people can't take.
At all.
There are some sensitive motherfuckers in the music scene out here.
Oh, my
huge,
God.
Huge. Infamous. Fucking infamous for it. But I like to challenge my friends. I like to light fires under their asses that make them go into the fucking stew and fucking create some heat. Uh-oh.
Who you got then?
Oh,
winning?
Shit.
Yeah. Lewis. Freestyle.
What, is
I got
supposed,
Lewis.
Like, it's supposed to happen?
Are we freestyling?
No.
No.
But I feel like it did ever come down to it, Lewis winning.
If you want to hear a freestyle whenever you two are ready, I think it would be better on the Chit Show. Just because you have the better production when it comes to playing music on the episode.
Oh, okay, yeah.
I don't want it to be on a phone and
Actually, we should do that, not as like a battle or anything. I don't fucking battle people. Wait. I'm not a battle rapper.
Me neither. I just watch.
I just spit. That's it.
How come you just don't play the track over? Like on.
Because it comes down to me like really having to pay attention to the background and then lining it up perfectly.
Yeah, that's so easy.
He has to work.
Oh, you're right. Okay.
This is where I'd hit the.
It's so easy. Button. I thought about doing it for you, but you guys were pissing me off, so I was like, no.
Actually, I have a whole bunch of panels where I can build like not a makeshift. I almost have like basically something to set up a mobile sound booth. They're all wooden panels that have the foam lined up on it, and you can just set it up. You put a mic in there. And then, my setup, we could just throw f***ing music on. And you can freestyle right there. Oh,
yeah, you want to pause for a second?
We could do it like... Wait, no, Lewis, you're the same age as me, right? Oh, no, you're not. You're younger than me, but you're not super young.
How old are you?
I'm 35.
Oh, okay.
But he's old enough to know about the basement. Do you remember the basement?
No more water here.
Rap City, the basement?
Yeah.
I want to do some shit like that.
That'd be tight.
that would be awesome. Tight.
We've been planning to do something with this space.
Because you know what sucks? And I'm going to say this, and you guys can feel away, because I know you guys have a lot of the hip-hop community, local hip-hop community that listens to this podcast. The lowest and smallest representative community as far as music goes out here, the hip-hop community. You know how much drama there is in the hip-hop community that keeps people from succeeding and working with each other?
Yeah, it's crazy.
Right.
It's so phenomenal.
I personally run, or at one point ran, 3 Facebook groups.
Right, and the Reddit.
One is catered to EDM DJs, or EDM. One is catered to bands. The other was catered to hip-hop MCs and producers. I archived the hip-hop one because there was a total of 12 people in there. No one would post. The bands one, lit. Bands posting galore. Fucking this country band, this rock band. EDM, lit. Desert party here, desert party there. Hip-hop shit, crickets.
Yeah.
It's nobody.
Not, it's so...
Nothing.
Well, I'm going to keep it a book. A lot of people, a lot of rappers out here are super...
They are.
A lot of rappers out here are like... closet egotistical.
Yep.
Like they're like, nah, I don't do that type of stuff. But it's like, bro, like I thought you was hungry. Like I thought you wanted.
Like,
it.
Bro, just rap, bro. Like it's not like a like, hey, if you rap better than me, I'm a kid. Like, bro, just rap.
Yeah.
Like, do what you do.
They'd rather starve before they saw other people eat with them.
Yeah.
It doesn't even. I don't get it. I don't understand.
It's stinky.
It's stinky.
I really don't understand because there's a lot of talented people out here.
I think it's the AV. To be honest, it's that mentality.
It is a little bit of that.
It's that perspective of, oh, this place sucks. Everyone in it sucks. Artists must suck.
Yeah, no, I've seen it in LA too.
See, but there was a point in time, though, like out here where, like when Mike was still alive, like there was a hip hop scene, like, and they would perform shows that, like, when Mazika's was a thing, like, they were just performing all over the place. And then, like, they were having battle rap events.
Yeah, I remember.
And then it just stopped. Like Quail moved. Like,
oh yeah, once, that's right.
It's like once Dang. Quail moved, like everything just shut down.
Yeah,
they used to have like annual shows that they would just throw at a park at like Dominic Park, like hip hop shows.
That's nice. That's how it was with all the hip hop jams too. After Dom and Vince move.
Yeah, like it's weird, bro.
I don't know. I'm not the one that's gonna take care of it. I mean, like I it sucks that it's not keeping like gonna keep going. I'm not the one to organize it, but
yeah.
But there has to be somebody in our community, like our hip hop community, that's going to keep pushing it. But everybody's like about themselves and their inner circle, and their inner circle is just like not inner circle's like, oh, dude, you're the best out here. But it's like,
but nobody knows who the they are.
Yeah, or like just like
right.
writing and
oh my god,
and
there's
shit.
So many good artists just out
a
here.
Lot
it's yeah
ridiculous
producers too.
Yeah I agree. It's but hip-hop scene, they want to, a lot of them want to be like, no, I came from the bottom up, and it's like dude, we get it, we all live in the dirt.
See,
like, relax.
I feel like the only thing that would like spark people is if like somebody just dissed.
Yeah.
Like if somebody just dissed the AV or like just dissed rappers here.
Yeah.
Like have people be like, oh, wait,
very,
who is this? I never heard of him. Like, who
very,
is
this? What is like, it?
Bro, shut up.
What is that? What is that movie? The like Watchmen? Like have a common enemy?
Yeah.
If they had that common enemy, everybody would come together.
See, a part of the issue, though, is venue stuff out here. Like, people don't throw, won't allow hip-hop shows at the venues. Really, there's no venue out here that will throw a legit show or caters to everybody, period.
Yeah.
Because I can't say there isn't anybody who doesn't throw legit shows because Transplants is throwing legit shows right now.
Transplants is.
But they don't put on all types of shows.
They're, no, they don't.
They're very selective about who they let through there. So... like, if I had a venue, I would legit just be like, we're a space.
Yeah.
This is what we have. You bring in whatever you want.
Yeah.
Deck out your event how you want.
Yeah.
If you pay the rental fee, I don't give a shit what kind of event you throw. That's great.
Just don't break anything. Yeah. Like, it's all G.
And that's what contracts for. That's what insurance is for. Do it.
Bro.
But everybody's super picky.
Yeah.
We really got to, like, utilize this space. Like, even, like, bro, like, right there. In a little corner right there. Make a little booth. Just rap.
Oh, I'm going to start trying to do some stuff. Like, I want to get into any... Now I'm, like, literally looking for any places that will allow me to have something. Especially with MCs, because I do DJ events, and it's hard to do a DJ event and bands. I would have to have two completely separate stages.
Yeah.
DJs and MCs, easy.
Hand in hand.
First and foremost, it's hand in hand. Hand.
Yeah.
You know, DJ's always behind an MC. Easy. Space-wise, dude, you just put a fucking MC in front of a DJ booth with a mic. That's nothing.
Yeah, it's really, yeah.
It's nothing. You could do, you could, like he said, you could put it in the corner.
Yeah.
And I'm just like, I've been trying to find places to just do DJ events, but I want to do more MC stuff. Or I want to have like producers on the pads doing their shit live. Like, we have a lot of people who are totally capable of doing that out here.
Yeah.
And that's what I'm trying to do. That's what I'm trying to...
Slowly but surely.
Halloween. Go to Halloween, people. I'm telling you. We're not just doing EDM shit now. We're gonna do top 40 stage. We're gonna have some. I'm trying to get some dope DJs out here.
There you go. Yeah.
And here comes the boo. Boom. Sorry. Here comes the boom. That's the one I want to do. That's the event I want to do with DJs and MCs and producers. That's my summertime
plan.
Money, dude. Pandemic, freaking venues. People are like, oh, you want to do it at the Legion? I'm like, that's the only place that will let us do an event like that. And that's it's crazy. Outdoors.
That's wild.
No one else will let you do that.
That's
or if crazy. I go to this, if I go to like the city, they're going to charge you an arm and a leg to use some of their, like I want, my big goal, and I think I've talked about this before, little baby like mini Coachella Jr. at the fairgrounds.
Yeah, easy.
I want to do that.
Yeah.
Like that'd, AV.
That would be insane.
All locally sourced, all local vendors, all beer garden. We got three breweries to choose from. Easy.
Yeah.
Beers taken care of. Freaking bring out a couple of headliners from LA, some well-known to bring some people out. If we got people who want to come out from LA, we'll give preferential sales to local residents.
Yeah.
They get first dibs on tickets. And then after a certain date, you open it up to whoever. And then all the other artists, local. Local MCs, local DJs, local bands. There's a lot of talent out here. People don't know about. I hate hearing people bitch about it.
And then battles.
Like, I'm down. Do you know Osiris?
Yeah.
Are you cool with Osiris?
Why does that?
I don't
sound
talk
familiar?
To him anymore.
He was, okay. Because he was doing.
Like, yeah, that's who I was talking about. Like,
body bag, whatever was it called? Something in body bags or whatever.
Bars and body bags. Some shit. Yeah.
That's the only person I've ever heard who was doing battles.
Yeah, he's like some. He's like the main guy who would throw hip hop events out here.
Mm-hmm. He's like the only. Well, yeah, he was.
Yeah, I don't know if he's.
Now it's Sucker Punch again. Sucker Punch has always been throwing hip hop events.
I think he spells his name weird.
Oh, it's like 05.
Yeah.
I can't even say. There's five. The S's are fives. Anyway.
05 rest.
I'm on Facebook though.
05 or a 5?
05 or a 5.
On 55th Street.
No? Did you play football?
I don't think so. No.
I don't know.
Yeah, but yeah,
wait,
hopefully...
Hello? 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 Okay.
Yeah, you're catching. I see you. But yeah, events would be great. I mean, you know, who knows what the future will hold. We'll see.
But battle, we'll have a freestyle session.
That's nuts, bro. Battle? Oh my God, bro. I always wanted to do one. But I don't think... I can't... No. Somebody in my personal space trying to degrade me. That's when you, in front of me?
You better come with me. In front of my friends?
Yeah, like, you gonna talk shit in front of my friends?
Yeah, see, that's why I did it about you on my show. I just didn't do it here. I did it on my show. Have, like,
and then, because there could be breakdancing battles.
See, that would be sick.
Yeah.
A full-on event that's basically just the culture.
Bro, yeah, if it's exactly a whole hip-hop event, I'll cry.
Graph artists, fucking B-boy competition.
Bro, I'm out of retirement, bro.
Like, we have so many people. I'll start
writing again.
What was it? Go Vibe Art was doing events over here right down the street with freaking graph artists, like, once a month, two times a month.
Yeah, and then, because even if we asked Dom to come, like, to judge.
Dom will for sure
come. Yeah, Dom will for sure come.
That'd be dope. Right. I'd be down for some. I want to do shit like that. I want to be a part of shit like that. Because we totally have. The only thing that's holding us back is the old ass motherfuckers in this valley that just don't. They want the same old boring shit. That's
get them out of here. Get them all out.
They got to go.
Bro, I really think, like, I should just start shooting videos down here. Like, just me rapping, like,
yeah,
just shit that I have and just, like, posting it.
I don't
and
then they'd be
like, yo, where are you rapping?
Dude, do it. You could set something up right here, put your logo on that TV, have a DJ booth right there.
Or just, like, the basement.
Yeah,
just
set the camera right here.
And rapping in front of it.
And then you could have a DJ open up the freaking stream, and then you could do live performances. Have someone come out. You're the host. You perform some songs. Or what have you, and then DJ goes back into it, take a little break, boom, your featured artist comes out.
Have you seen the Cypher Effect?
No.
It's like it's a thing on YouTube. It's so basically it's just like people just like having a cypher just like in a small space like this. Like just cleared out, a microphone being recorded and just multiple people just rapping. Like that's it.
Mm-hmm.
Just showcasing their rap skills. I feel like that would be perfect down here, like the basement.
Yeah.
Like, just rap.
Yeah.
Because I've been doing my bedroom radio streams on Twitch, and I've been wanting to add another element of, like, having a homie come through that makes music and just, like, spotlighting them. Play their music a little bit. Like, you know, I'm sure you got some releases coming up soon or something. I'd have you on the show. You play the new EP, or you maybe even have, like, a little listening party. Have a little live listening party. Y'all, let's check out the EP. You talk about it. Inspiration. Da-da-da-da-da. Have a little interview. All that stuff. Done. And then that'd continue the radio show.
Just, like, make a song, like, on the spot like that.
Oh, that'd be dope.
That'd be crazy.
That'd be like, oh, what was that one f***ing series they'd have people come in and just, like.
Like the Kenny
Beats. The one, yeah, Kenny Beats. The
yes.
The Cave.
Yeah. No. Oh, yes. Yeah, actually, that is a good one. There's another one where they'd have producers come into, like, a record store.
Oh, Rhythm Roulette.
That yeah. one.
That shit is amazing.
I thought you were going to talk about the Red Bull one that with T-Pain. So where T-Pain has a producer come in and they make the beat and stuff. And he basically talks to them about like the process and stuff so other producers could learn. Yeah.
Hell yeah.
Yeah.
Bro, there's so many things. Like, we could just do it.
Just do one.
Like, don't tell nobody shit and just do it and just post it. And just one. Like, yo, where the f*** is that? Like,
yeah.
Okay, I'm going to say this right now. And this goes out to all producers, MCs, and DJs. If you want to make some dope content, you want to be on a live stream and do interviews, you want to do some sort of performance, like Lewis was saying, a cypher, an interview, a listening party, whatever, hit me up. I am down. I want to do all this dope shit. I want to build up the AV music scene as much as I can.
You have to do an artist spotlight here first, though.
Bro, I've been trying to do
yes,
a cypher.
Yes, I'm down.
We did a cypher before.
We did two. Ago.
We did two?
We filmed one. We didn't film the second one. We had a second one that was supposed to come out, and we just never filmed it.
Dang. Because I had an idea of even... I've recently wanted to do, like, a Twitch event where you have multiple performances scheduled out during the day. Like, this would work for, like, the AV to do AV shit, like, in the wintertime, where it's too cold and everybody doesn't want to go outside or go to an event, maybe. You could do an event on Twitch where you have all of the sets overlap each other, and the set that ended just raids into the next set.
That'd be crazy.
So you just have this waterfall domino effect of people who just stay on Twitch. They don't have to do anything. Each Twitch streamer just raids them into the next stream. and they just keep watching. Right. You could have it in the background. You could watch the thing if you want. Oh, and then you could feature all the artists and MCs and DJs.
Oh, it'd be like a virtual, like yeah,
a virtual event.
Yeah.
Like, no one has like to leave festival. Their house. Exactly.
Like a festival, but like, they're like, oh yeah. So like, thank you guys for your time. Like, check out the next person just raid.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that makes so much sense.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. You don't, and then just, and all you have that'd to do is fun. Worry about and the I people could, that slowly fall off.
So and then I could stay in my bat cave.
Yeah, no yeah. one has to go anywhere. Artists can stay in their f***ing home. They don't have to haul their gear anywhere. You don't have to load anything up. You can stay in your happy place, in your creative space, and do a live set from there.
Yeah. That, yeah. Yeah, that's, yeah, like a virtual musical fest, music fest. Musical.
I just want
to
f*** rat, bro.
One thing. Do it.
That'd be dope.
Yeah.
Or I'd just host something at my f***ing house, because I don't know if any of you saw my recent DJ stream. The one where I had like the bass blown sign in front of the DJ booth?
No, the last one I saw was your Cuphead.
Oh, that was hilarious. Yeah. I'm so glad you guys love my misery. Oh, it's so terrible. I love it.
That game pisses me off.
I hate it. I used to look at my friends and be like, how the f*** can you guys play Elden Ring? And here I am streaming myself playing Cuphead. Like, okay.
I would argue that Cuphead is way more difficult.
4 levels in 3 hours, ladies
no,
and gentlemen.
Yeah. No. Cuphead is gnarly.
But yeah, like, I mean, they did it during the pandemic. I don't know if they did it like that. They had a lot more production and whatnot, so I'm sure they did things differently. But for a small time people, and they're getting rid of hosting, by the way. They're getting rid of the host feature. You cannot host other people's streams on your yeah. shit anymore, but they'll still allow you to raid.
Which is
fine.
Yeah, which is fine. Because if I'm off this, if like I'm done, even done with my set, I wouldn't want to stick around.
Yeah.
Like I'd raid and then turn off stream and
deuces.
Enjoy it. Yeah.
Exactly. So that would be fun. I feel like a place, and I'm just, I don't know. I feel like enough is enough, dude. Enough is enough with people not seeing the events that are out here or seeing the artists that are out here or not hearing the music that's out here. We got a dumb bunch of dope artists.
Yeah.
I'm sitting across from one of them.
Hi.
Hey.
And I'm not writing like this motherfucker. You legit are like keeping boom bap alive in this fucking valley. You understand see, that, right?
Crazy. People call me a fucking lo-fi rapper. Cause I rap to lo-fi, like I've been rapping to it lately.
I can,
bro. That's not what I started on.
No,
I can hear. I can hear why, but like,
yeah, for like a little bit.
Sad boy shit.
Yeah, but like,
I'm not even sad. I just be writing sad shit.
Yeah,
I'm a happy motherfucker. You see my cute ass puppy on my Instagram story? Cause cute as hell. My happy motherfucker.
The eyes be tripping me out.
Bro, that shit's scary.
Dude, I only have a pet with one eye. To have two eyes and then two different colors? Hell no.
No, I appreciate that, bro. Thank you.
No, seriously. Like, there's a lot of people. Let me shout some people out. Combo the Don. He's a local Palmdale. Well, he's originally from Palmdale. He lives in Lancaster now. But, dude, amazing producer. Amazing producer. Guy's great. Doesn't get enough spotlight and recognition that he deserves. Westax, he don't live here anymore either, but Westax, Wes, shouts out Wes Gross.
And he moved to like Egypt.
He moved to Pahrumph, Nevada.
What?
Exactly.
Pahrumph.
All you need to know is it's not Vegas.
Pahrumph. Wes, if you hear this, I'm mad at you for not telling me bye or anything.
Dang. I'm gonna let him know.
Dude, let him know.
Shit, if we were on my show, we'd call him right now.
Yep.
No, I love you,
that
Wes.
That walking pair. I swear to God.
Wes has a new album coming out sometime this month, I believe. Some other artists, I mean, dude, again, Meditates out here. O-Minus, a.k.a. Ernie, the Don of Resonate. He lived out here. He's in Arizona. Kid B's from out here. Shouts out Kid B.
Bitch. I mean, Dent-a-Kid.
Yeah. OG, the OG Clean. Clean's dope. He's f***ing talented. I mean, you got Pose Crew out here. You've got... Seventh, man, I'm not even talking about bands. I'm not even talking singers. DJs. I'm not even talking Chai's singers.
Bandy. We got Chai's. Boyd, KO Genesis, even though he like left. We got Praxi. Like, there's so many.
Yeah. There's a lot.
I hit you, Alex, like the whole Loose Change Collective, Alex Vince. Bro,
there's a
so
lot.
Many,
and bro. The city doesn't give the local artists a fair
the
shake.
Stink.
They don't get. They don't f*** with this local artist.
Like, what we got to do? We just got to pull up to the park and just
the crazy
get
part,
kicked out.
Yeah. The crazy part about the AV is that mentality stretches beyond the music.
Yep.
Like in dance, it's the same. Like
I've seen it.
The what is it? The clothing line companies out here. Jesus.
Like, it's just like everybody's just jealous.
Or everybody, yeah, everybody's like, bro, like, keep to fuck? Myself.
We're doing the same shit.
Yeah. Like,
like, it's competition, but it's friendly competition. Like, they just immediately, oh, you're a rapper? Oh, I hate you. You're trying to take my spot. I think bitch, what spot you got?
I think that's the perfect way to why we started our spotlight, why you wanted to do it. It's like, there's out here. There's people out here that, you know, need recognition. And now we've got, like, a bunch of people that we know.
Yeah.
That we're all, like, friends with or that we vibe with.
Danny Avalon.
Yeah. I'd like to have him on the show.
Danny Avalon. Shout out to my friend, Gadiel, who he makes music. He hasn't really released anything yet. I heard one of his songs, and it was tight. I've listened to it, like, 18 times. Like, but Gadiel, release some stuff so we can have you on here, bro. But
yeah. Do it.
Yeah.
Do it. I'm having this problem, too. I've been working on an EP and an album for I can't remember how long. I can't even tell you how many works in progress I have right now. Make the music, finish the music, put it out.
Bro, I just gotta...
Or just put it out.
I'm just sitting on an EP right now.
Put it out. Put it out. I have a song that I showed one of my best friends. Shouts out Digby. I showed him a song, and he was just like, this is done.
Yeah.
In his opinion. It actually isn't. From the producer slash DJ standpoint, it's like, nah, it needs a few more elements to just kind of bring it together, round it out, and it's finished. But it's like there. It's like not 85%, 90% there. And to hear that, like, and then actually kind of listen to it and be like, you know what? Actually, yeah, it is kind of there. It is kind of there. I just need to get those little things. And you're your own worst critic.
Yeah.
Put the shit out. Put the shit out. And all of it's not going to hit, dude. Especially if you're just like a producer that puts out beats. You just got to get the shit out there.
Yeah, you got to throw the darts already. Just throw them.
Just put it out there. All you need is just those handful of fucking heaters in there to let the fucking album float on. And then put one, two, maybe three filler tracks that are like, all right, these are chill, but these are the dope ones over here. Put it out.
Yeah.
Put it out.
Any creative, put your stuff out. I'm talking to myself also.
I know pot calling the kettle black right here, but put it out. Do it. So these guys can feature you guys, and then I can have you at one of my shows.
This has been one of the most motivating talks I've had in a long time. I'm not even joking. I forgot what we were talking about. I forgot we were on a podcast for a little bit. Yeah.
Believe it or not, it started with hate.
Oh, yeah. Believe it or not, it started with Lizzo.
Oh, okay. Lizzo, check it. You like that song, man.
What song?
About damn time. In a minute.
Here's the thing. You are on audio recording saying, oh yeah, this is chill. Who is this? And then as soon as they go Lizzo, you went, aw.
Hey, look.
It's like when I...
No, see what happened was...
That wasn't me.
I didn't know who it was, but I just liked that part. Because I never heard the whole... No,
it's a good
song! No, it's not!
It's a good song!
It's a Lizzo song.
That doesn't mean anything.
It means it's ass.
Lizzo can have good songs.
No, she can't.
That doesn't mean that all of them are good.
They're ass.
But she can have good songs.
Oh, she's cool. I just don't... Like, she be doing too much.
I'll be honest with you.
Like, she lost me with the ass cheeks out at the Laker game. That's when she lost me, bro. I was in full support. Oh, she's going vegan. Oh, ass cheeks. I was like, no.
You can judge the ass, but you can't judge the art, man. The art's still good.
You can't do that.
No, the art's still good.
No, you can't do that. Because that's like, you can judge R. Kelly, but you can't judge the music. He was talking about
I can judge the music.
He's making a point.
He was talking about some freaky deaky shit.
He was on some weird ass shit. AJ, nothing but a number, man. That ain't nothing but a case.
Hey, man.
And you got that shit way late. Consider yourself blessed.
That shit was
you dirty fuck.
Weirdo.
Sorry. I apologize. Beep.
But yeah, that's a good topic. Okay, is like, can you separate the artist from the music? Depends. Depends.
I'm gonna keep it a buck.
We talked about Tillian and being ashamed of
that.
Exactly.
See, the one that people seem to have the most trouble with, and Andrew Schultz talked about this in his recent special, Infamous. Check it out; it's very offensive. Michael Jackson. Yep. Everyone has the hardest time with Michael Jackson because there's a fucking split down the middle divide of people who believe he did it and people who don't think he did. And then there's a small group of people like Andrew Schultz who say they believe he did it, but he didn't do enough for them to stop listening to his music.
Yeah. That's a f***ing wild.
Those are the three groups.
The one I have the hardest with, I'm going to keep it a buck. Chris Brown. I can't. I just can't. Like, his music is too good. He's my favorite artist on the planet right now. Like, he can do no wrong music-wise. He's a piece of shit.
Oh, absolutely.
But his music is fire.
And people still think it's about Rihanna. And there's a lot of people who are like, Rihanna forgave him years ago.
He's done.
He kept being an asshole, though. Yeah, he's still an asshole.
He's done other shit. Like, he's had multiple instances where, like...
There was a whole raid. He came after black women at one point. No, dark-skinned black women.
He had two rape allegations after the Rihanna shit. Like, it's been mad shit. He beat up. Like, he's been on some shit.
The only one
can sing, though.
Yeah, right.
Cuck can sing and dance. Like a motherfucker.
Yeah, he can. No. And dance. Dun. Yeah. See, can't. Bam! Oh, you asshole. He came out during Busta Rhymes I saw Dave Chappelle in April, and Dave Chappelle had Busta Rhymes and Split Spark close out the night. Chris Brown's ass came out. Boy, when I tell you I was conflicted. I was so mad. And then halfway through his verse, I was dancing again. I was just like, man, get over it. We're at the Hollywood Bowl here. It's like, Dave Chappelle and friends. It's Busta Rhymes.
Like, I'm a hypocrite. Like, when it comes to shit like that, no. Like, I'm Chris Brown's my favorite artist. Michael Jackson is, like, he's just a
Michael Jackson.
He's the guy.
An alien.
Like, he's just, like, in his own tier. Him and Prince.
Yep.
Own tiers.
Aliens.
Like, I don't like when people try to compare them. Like, no, they're just their own entities.
Mm-hmm.
R. Kelly, I could separate.
Like, it's like Marvin Gaye.
I can break
man.
Away from R. Kelly. Like, I can. He has some bops, though. Like, growing up black, bro, at the cookouts, bro. Step in the Name of Love.
Do you know how mad I am that I cannot play that song anymore?
Bro, it hurts.
I'm a wedding DJ.
Who's just an affiliate to the culture. It's so hard. We should just hit play greatest hits from R. Kelly.
Oh my and God, if bro. You the f-ing sing, party's over.
If you sing, you lose.
That's the song that I have the hardest time with.
Step in the Name of Love is
it's R. Kelly has song.
So many party bangers.
Yeah.
Yep.
That like...
Step in the Name of
Love. Parties aren't the same, bro.
In the same era, Nate Dogg and R. Kelly were the cheat code... crooning features.
Yeah.
If you get Nate Dogg on a song, this is a West Coast bop.
It ain't a hit until Nate Dogg spit.
Automatically. If you get what cemented if you get Nate Dogg on a West Coast song, is you're a legend.
R. Kelly was on every freaking he was a feature on every Desert Storm, every Swiss Beats, every Timbaland, move your body like a snake, ma.
Yeah. For real.
We have to stop listening to that because like, he's a fucking evil.
Bro, he still got shit coming out that he did. Like, what the fuck is you doing?
It's like Marvin Gaye.
Whoa, what are we doing?
Love songs.
Whoa, hold on.
Love song king. He married a kid.
Touché.
Married a 16-year-old.
Touché.
Like, that's with him.
Touché.
But he's played all over the place because it's Marvin Gaye. Yep. Like,
who else did that?
Elvis.
Great Elvis. Balls of Fire. Great Balls of Fire.
Oh, Johnny Cash.
I will beat
no.
The dog
oh,
shit
my
out
bad.
Of
That's Ring of Fire.
That's Ring of Fire. Great Balls of Fire. Y'all know. Great Balls of Fire. That was like his cousin or something like
yeah,
that.
Dude, it's like
she was super young. Yeah. R. Kelly was like he's like a super villain though.
Oh,
like,
no, 100%.
He's like a sexual misconduct super villain.
He's doing bad stuff.
That's and he made and he had the audacity to still make Step in the Name of Love. That is f***ing
is he still
gross
in jail?
Yeah.
Absolutely. That dude's gone. Mm-mm.
That dude in jail getting more cases thrown out.
He's going to get out at the same age that Bill Cosby got out.
Oh.
I'm not saying at the same length.
No, just the same age.
I'm saying at the same age. That motherfucker getting out.
That's crazy. That's bananas. But
man,
oh my
you are Kelly.
It's gross.
Yeah, boo.
I hate you.
It's gross.
Boo.
Why you write so many good ass songs just to be a fucking weird ass bitch?
Yeah.
Yep.
True.
100%.
Don't bleep that one out. That one's real.
Okay.
You weren't going to do it anyway.
R.I.P. Aaliyah. Oh,
okay.
100%.
Okay.
I was, oh my God.
I didn't do it because this is the buzz.
Man, I had Aaliyah.
R.I.P.
I had the biggest crush on Aaliyah, bro.
Aaliyah and Maya. One of them. Dude.
Bro, have you seen Maya now?
Yeah.
Bro, what are we doing?
Wait, I haven't seen. I haven't
bro,
seen
look it up right now. Look at Maya right now. She is a full raw vegan married to herself. Fine entity.
Brothers. Queen.
Who?
Maya.
I had a
we have to protect
Maya,
her at
Cassie,
all costs.
Aaliyah.
Oh my God, Cassie.
Bro. After what happened to Lil' Kim, after what happened to... Lil' Kim breaks my f***ing heart.
She was fine.
She was amazing. Whoever got in her f***ing head and convinced her that she was not already perfect the way she was, that person deserves to be tortured and buried under the prison.
In prison. Yeah.
Just no, it's just
such a
awesome,
tragedy, bro. Like looking at Lil' Kim now, like it.
She was the queen bee, dude.
It terrifies me because I'm like, bro, you didn't have to do anything. She was the top.
Yep.
Before Nicki Minaj, all them, it was Lil' Kim. And then I guess this new era, like, oh, get Botox. I'm
Botox.
Like,
Kardashians,
surgery.
Dude.
That's all it is
did
now.
You look her up?
Yeah. She's so fine. But I've always.
I'm
there's somebody else that I can't
on.
Think.
Yes, indeed.
She's a singer.
Yeah.
Brandy?
Well, yeah. But that was a given.
Brandy's Monica.
Don't do me like that.
Tony Come Braxton. On.
No, no.
Oh,
new,
yo,
newer.
Watch your mouth. Newer?
Yeah. Ashanti.
Oh
yeah,
I hated her when she had her sideburns.
Oh yeah, but I had a fatty old crush
I
on Ashanti.
Hate it. Yo, now Ashanti.
I used to hate on her so much for her sideburns.
Bro, her sideburns were OD.
He used to hate on her.
Bro, she looked like she had those hillbilly jaws.
But I was young and f***ing petty, and there's a piece of shit.
I wasn't.
I had a fatty old crush though.
No, Ashanti was stunning. Oh, still is actually.
Shout out Megan Good. Just because.
Megan Good.
Speaking of amazing R&B singers, y'all need to go check out the new Ari Lennox. Go listen to Ari.
Ari Lennox?
Go listen to the new Ari Lennox.
Oh, I don't even
There's
know.
There's new Ari
Lennox. Oh, yes, it's so good. I love Ari Lennox. I love her. Her, Sabrina Claudio, Alina Baraz, Summer Walker.
My favorite of the show?
Summer Walker stinks.
I love her music.
Not on stage.
She looks stinky.
I love her music.
She looks like she smells really bad.
I'm not even.
Like on some Post Malone shit. Like she's just.
I'm gonna do this. I'm gonna do this for the entertainment, Kehlani. Because
I
already
Kehlani
know.
Stink.
Believe it or not, I do listen to you guys.
Kehlani is a stinky one. Her music is dope.
I'm sorry, a stink bot.
Yeah, Ari Lennox. Age, sex, location.
It's great.
Otherwise known as ASL.
Yes.
Wow.
So Santa Gold came out with something.
Yes, I have to listen to that still.
Naming all those like black female artists makes so much sense.
Victoria Monet as
bro,
well.
Look,
cannot
bro.
Forget Victoria Monet.
Bro, they just do... We just need like a super group. Sabrina. Alina.
Sounds like
Kiana.
Sounds like you're...
Oh, Kiana Lede.
Oh, yes.
SZA. Like, bro, what?
Yeah.
Raven Lene as well.
I'll fade anybody to get that to happen. Like if I gotta fade a black bear and a polar bear like at the same time,
I'm with it.
What? Lock me down here by myself, knocking them both out.
We'll see.
Parkway Drive came out with a new album. Don't go listen to it.
Oh no,
it's terrible.
Is it?
It's bad.
Wait, what is?
Parkway
Come
Drive.
On, bro.
It's bad, dude.
Why
I was so disappointed.
Why? Why?
They completely changed. They do not sound like Parkway Drive at all.
Are they like singy?
It's first off, it sounds like they have a completely different lead singer. It's like metal. It's not like metal core. There's not like breakdowns and no. I'm not about it. I listen to four tracks. I skipped two of them.
Amazing.
Yep.
Parkway Drive was the shit.
The shit. Not anymore.
Like
that ship has sailed.
That's heartbreaking.
Seems like a decent amount of music that's coming out this week.
The ship has sailed and it's at the bottom of the Ocean. Oh, yeah, I have quite the list. Here, I'll pull out my list.
You're trying to head the same way as Emerosa? Trying to change the
sound? What are you listening to?
I don't know.
Now that we're on it.
So, of course, Ari Lennox, like I said. Ari Lennox. John Legend. John Legend came out with Legend.
I don't know. He eat babies. I don't trust
him. Oh, is he Illuminati?
Yeah.
He was on that list.
Oh, was he? Who put out that list?
I don't know.
I got to see this list. Oh.
It was on that.
Oh, then it's...
What's the old boy?
Epstein?
Epstein?
Yeah.
Oh, he was on that list?
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Hey, man. It's
oh, damn.
I mean, wife.
Dang. Wife? Oh, no. She got canceled, though. She's a little... She's a fucking toxic ass.
So aggressive.
Who else? Oh, Sudan Archives.
It doesn't have to be new, by the way.
Definitely check out Sudan Archives. Well, I got to talk about the new, because Sudan Archives came out with some shit, and Sudan Archives is the dopest. Y'all need to check out Sudan Archives. I said that name a bunch of times. I'm saying it again. Sudan Archives.
You guys listen to Jed's album?
I did.
Yes.
Yeah, amazing. We talked about it.
Artist of the Year contender. Album of the Year contender.
Really?
Look, yes.
What we ain't going to do is you ain't going to make me feel bad when I already felt bad and then no, make me work twice as hard. And well, then
when I talked to him about it, he actually hadn't listened to it yet. So oh, yeah. We could still talk about it.
Did album of the Year contender.
Jed?
Yes. It's great.
What do you?
It's a great balance.
You don't think so?
It's a great balance of new and old school.
I don't know what it is about. Like, Jid is incredible.
Yeah.
The lyricist, writer, rapper, like, everything. But, like, I don't know, like, his albums just don't do it for me.
I don't know?
Like, I don't know. Yeah. Like, I don't know what it is.
He is a cheat code feature, in my opinion. Every time he features, it's dope.
He smokes.
It's dope. Same thing with 2 Chainz. Same thing with...
Bro, if you get Jid on a song, like...
Hit.
It's not your song no more.
Nope.
Like, he smoked you.
Yep.
Yeah. Who was that band that he did a feature for?
Oh, yeah, of course. Imagine Dragons.
Imagine Dragons.
What?
Yeah.
Why?
Smoke. Dude, my students will love Imagine Dragons, and they're like, I don't like the rapping part. And I was like,
what?
You uncultured piece
yeah,
of
yeah, right?
They better not listen to the podcast.
So what, they don't like Linkin Park?
Probably not.
They don't
not.
Like Mike Shinoda?
Take your ass back to the Disney Channel, Becca.
Becca.
Nah, but yeah, it was a good album, but like, I don't know, Kendrick's is still.
I think
that is also contender.
Kendrick's is just.
I think Jid's album is great, like great lyricist, but
Kendrick just he unraveled so much.
It was yeah, like Jid can spit, but like the whole concept of the album and everything like behind it, like the icing on the cake is what I feel like Jid was missing.
Did you need the Kendrick and JID song?
Oh, that would be sick.
They're too similar in what they do. I need, like, I just need to hear it.
Okay, peep it. Kendrick, Cole, J.I.D.
Fuck J. Cole.
Yeah, no, I'm good on Cole.
Cole.
He's a snooze fest. To me.
He's still up there. He still got it in him.
I mean, he's cool.
He still got it in him. But to hear, like, Kendrick, Cole, and J.I.D. on the same track together would be dope.
No, I don't think so now. I think maybe before.
Did you listen to the Dreamville mixtape?
No.
Boring.
Oh, I'm sure.
Boring.
J.I.D. smoked everything.
Yeah, yeah but
of course he did.
He was a fucking highlight.
I don't
him and Kaz.
I think the path that like J.I.D. and Kendrick are going are so far off from Cole. Like, I don't think now it like that would be as tight as it was would be if it was like a while ago.
I feel like Cole and Drake are hitting the same position where they're just doing shit because they can do shit.
They're comfy.
And they're comfy. They're in a position where they don't have shit to prove anymore. They can just put shit out and they know that some people are going to eat up even if it's not that good.
Wait,
there's going to be the stands that eat that shit up.
So yeah. You're saying they're going the Eminem route?
Yep.
Yes.
That's
yes. Yeah. But I'd also like to say that I am very upset with how many people are trashing the last two Eminem albums. Those were way better than people act
or
like
the
they
last
are.
Two Eminem albums.
Music to be Murdered By and Kamikaze.
Kamikaze was...
Oh, they were decent.
Kamikaze was cool.
Like, they weren't ass.
I mean,
I didn't listen to
Music to be Murdered By did have a side B, and it basically was a completely different fucking album.
No, it was a different album, and it was bad. It was too in his, oh, I'm Eminem. Like, I can be quirky and weird. And it was just like a bunch of like, oh, these are just songs I'm throwing away. And it's like, what do you mean throwing away? Like, they still got to sound good. Don't put an album out. It's just like, this is my book of rhymes, dude.
Yeah, it was a whole ass new album. I was like, all right, we got to get some remixes and shit. Nope. Whole new album.
I remember when Music to Be Murdered By came out, and we were pretty hype about it. We liked it.
Yeah. The first one's great. I listened to it on the way to work and analyzed the shit out that thing. Kamikaze, dope. But people try to act like, and I'm like,
I think people didn't like Kamikaze because he was going after everyone.
Good.
Even like his listeners, like his fans.
No, Kamikaze wasn't bad.
Kamikaze wasn't bad.
Like,
no, that Joyner Lucas song is amazing.
What was that bullshit before that?
Oh, Lucky You.
Lucky You.
Oh, the Joyner Lucas song? Yeah.
Revival. Y'all gotta move.
That shit.
Revival was not good.
Oh my god. Eminem.
Other than that, Isolated Gorilla. Shouts out to Isolated Gorilla, homie, producer. I don't know, man. I'm always listening to house music. As far as DJing goes, I've been spinning a lot more breakbeat, electro, Jersey Club. I'm in the club heavy right now.
I need a dubstep beat.
You need a dubstep beat?
I want to rap to dubstep. I always wanted to do that.
This is actually the perfect time for me to ask you, officially, would you be on one of my songs on my album?
That's light cheese, boy.
Yeah.
Dude, okay. You ever see Crumpers get off to dubstep beats? So nasty. I'll send you an old clip from the guy who played Stevie from Malcolm in the Middle when he used to crump. Oh yeah.
What?
Yeah, you guys know Stevie, the guy in the wheelchair from Malcolm in the Middle, the show.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he's a crumper.
Why well, do you
he
know that?
He doesn't crump anymore, but he.
What?
Yeah, he. I remember this old video where he was getting off to like this dubstep beat. It was so nasty. Bro,
dubstep has always been fire to me. Like, I'm not a huge fan of like anything else in like the EDM realm aside from like trance. Trance is cool. I had like a trance phase, but dubstep has always been fire. Like, I don't know why. It's just like,
yeah.
It's great.
I like all.
Depends though. What kind of dubstep you talking about?
I don't know.
Not like drum and bass. Maybe a little more.
Well, I feel like you're probably like into drill. You're into drill and shit, right?
Oh my god, what?
So then you're probably into like a lot of the top four, like not top 40, a lot of the 140 deep deep dubstep. Not like the really high frequency shit. Like not Skrillex.
No.
Not.
You know that single.
But I guess in that same tempo era, like Skrillex has, which is, I guess, normal dubstep, but something, I like grungier noises.
Komodo, that's who you...
I haven't heard that name in so long.
You remember Skrillex? The Trope Killers remix?
Yeah.
You might know it too. The Trope Killers remix with Childish Gambino had NASA on it. It was called Hide. Why you ever listen to that song?
Familiar?
It was a song that he did with Trope Killers, and it was called Hide, and it was like a dubstep beat. I think that would be perfect for that one. Let me play.
I don't even remember.
Play it.
The only dubstep remix of a Childish Gambino song I remember was You See Me.
Yeah, that one is so good. Hot Mess. Hot Mess.
Yep.
Yes. Oh, that one's so good.
I'm by my ballin' each and every day. Oh, yeah, you don't like Childish Gambino.
I can't.
Have we talked top?
What? Rappers?
Yeah.
I don't think so.
I mean, I hate to ask the question, but no, I don't think I remember this one. I haven't heard this.
Really? This is a good song. This is the wrong one.
you're the worst.
It's the same thing, but without Childish Gambino. Here we go.
This is more. Well, we'll see.
That's Ainsley Jones.
This might be more trap.
Yeah.
Well, this is all me. You were strong, but just turning up like a car key.
I've never heard this.
So good.
Yeah, neither have I.
That's crazy, because I'm a huge Childish Gambino fan.
Ooh, you need a subwoofer for that one. That's trap though.
Yeah, that's what
actually
that's what I kept talking because I was trying to get to the word trap. Yeah. It was so I couldn't think about it.
It actually might be more twerk. This might be at like somewhere around 100-110 BPM. That's probably more twerk. This is like slower like club music for like twerking.
Yeah, that I like that.
Which is why it's called twerk.
Yeah.
So. Yeah, man.
But
oh shit.
What about you boys? We're wrapping up the episode. What are you anything new you've been listening to? Or you want me to go first?
Okay.
Gotcha. Yeah, so Carter Ace. I discovered Carter Ace. Really great voice, great on the piano. He just releases a bunch of singles. I listened to Stay Here Instead, which is a cute little love song that I really freaking loved. Like, and I was like, man, this be cute. And so, yeah, he's just a great piano player from what I hear. And Final Fantasy 14 soundtrack. Of course. Some great, great music. I can't even lie. Like, amazing production and orchestration, as well as surprisingly, a lot of singing tracks. Back on my Mare Hawthorne game again.
Always.
Yeah, always. It came back. I went back to listen to Earth, Wind, and Fire right now because we have an episode coming up.
Oh, sick.
For
who's
next
we?
Week. We do. Us.
Kai, you don't tell us anything, bro.
I posted it in the group chat.
When?
When he asked for what we were doing this month.
This month?
Yeah.
Did he? Did you?
I did.
Did you?
I did.
I can't. I'm. Yes, I want to see the ending of this epic.
Yeah, Earth, Wind, and Fire, the hits, September 17th.
Oh, I
we're going to be listening to the compilation album September, because it's September. Hmm. And yeah, so I've been listening to a lot of Earth, Wind, and Fire. Super fun. Come on. Earth, Wind, and Fire. Like, really great. And I listened to Set It Off, which is an old emo band, and they've changed a lot. I listened to their first album. And realized that they were a completely different band from what they are now.
That was like the original motion picture soundtrack? Shuts out Queen Latifah?
That and Footloose.
One of my favorite movies
it's
ever.
It's a great movie.
Oh my God.
That and Footloose.
Other than that, dude, I don't, you know, Aurora, I mentioned Aurora 2 weeks ago. She just released a song for a sentence screen. So I listened to that. So
I got a short list.
Got you.
I've been listening to Nathaniel Rateliff and the Night Sweats. Most of these are things that I'm choreographing to, so it's a very small thing. I've been listening to.
Is it new Nathaniel Rateliff?
Slightly older.
Okay. I just wanted to know. I was like, what? More music?
2015. Okay. Old. I Need Never Get Old. Shake It Up Tonight by Prospect Park and Dave Lee. Me and my homies watched this dance battle it was like a week long in Europe called Summer Dance Forever. They only do extremely main forms of hip hop, so popping, locking, hip hop. Hip hop is just like overall hip hop dancing and whacking.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, and we got the song off of a whacking set, so it was tight. The Forever Story by Jid, Louie by Kenny Beats.
That was good too.
I've been listening to Floor Seats by ASAP Ferg, making a dance to it. And Middle Child by Cole.
Okay.
Another dance that I'm making too.
Yo.
Yeah.
Hey.
Hey.
All right, so boom. It's me, your boy. Me. The Big Louie Dogs. I've been listening to Cameron, you know, legend. Harlem. Dipset. The homie Clown Cat dropped an instrumental album, I think, last week called Panther Volume 2, Super Fire. It gives like a Tribe Called Quest, Midnight Marauders vibe, but it's just instrumental, super dope.
Send that to me.
Got you. Slaves, I've been stuck. Like, it's Amorosa Part 2.
Yeah.
I haven't gotten around to it because I'm still not like past, like, because I still listen to Amorosa.
It's the perfect segue. a lot of drill. A lot of drill, 22 G's, Ron Suno, Ice Spice. I hate her, but she cute.
As Ceviche does.
The Locks, you know, had to double back, listen to the legends. The homie, Jake Fonda. What else? Max the Demon. I don't know why I was listening to Max the Demon, but he's a white drill rapper from New York. Kind of crazy. G-Unit, Beg for Mercy is... I don't care, bro.
Classic.
Beg for Mercy is amazing.
That is a classic hip-hop album.
So good.
Yep.
So good. It made me want to just shoot people in the face.
Yep.
We were talking about it for like 20 minutes on the Chip Show one time.
I think we did.
We were just talking about that.
No, Beg for Mercy is the shit. It's so good. Yo, Lloyd Banks is a GOAT.
Oh my God. Have I'm just going to put that out. Up?
Dope. Dope. Bro. It ain't album of the year, but it's up he's there.
Amazing,
killing
bro.
It. Killing it. And the fact that he's got Griselda all over his shit too is just it's unfair.
He's one of those people where like he raps and like it pisses me off cuz he raps so effortless, but he's like punching the like he's just socking the fuck out of you. But like it doesn't sound like he's breaking a sweat.
He could be talking about molesting your family and murdering your mother. But he's doing it so fucking smoothly and with such dope bars that you're just like, all right, Banks, go on.
I'll let it
go on, Banks. You're a killer. I understand.
I get it. That's what you do.
We came as Romans. You know how to double back.
Okay.
What happened?
I love it.
Huh? What happened?
Great.
What happened?
We came as Romans. Amazing.
The homie Suave Dubois.
Yeah.
Because I feel like you're rushing me right now. Like, I don't like being rushed. Like, you feel that? Like,
what? I was disagreeing. We Came as Romans is amazing.
I feel it off of you. You're
stressing me out.
No, bro, because, like, you...
I turned the fan on, but now I'm hot all of a sudden. I don't know what happened. Pause. There, I did it for you. Go ahead.
The homie Ager dropped the album, I think, on... I don't know what day, but it's an instrumental album. He's a dope producer. It's called In Time. The homie Pareto dropped the EP, Space Case. I listened to The Smiths. I never did that before, but the song The Queen Is Dead, I was like, you know what?
Yep.
Why not?
You can be a Smiths fan pretty soon.
Why not? And then I was just like, listening to shit, bro. Like,
yeah.
The new Throne album came out on Friday, Bio Jazz, pretty dope. And then my dog... He's a huge fan of Sunroof by Nicky Ure. Not me. Like, that's his favorite song, not mine.
Yeah, his favorite artist is Lizzo, too. The dog.
The dog.
The dog.
Don't you never met him.
It's about damn
you
time.
You don't know him the way
it's okay.
I do.
Tracer likes blues. Sorry.
Huh?
Tracer loves blues. So she'll listen to blues. So I get that. Get that.
But you're gonna put Lizzo
on my dog.
What was her name in a past life? Claude,
probably.
No, yeah, that's just the gist of what I've been listening to. You, Vim.
I forgot to mention. Nope, the movie, really good. The soundtrack's really good too. The songs that they
did. You think
Nope.
It was really good?
I did.
So did I. But I've heard so many people upset about it.
I don't get it. It's
guys,
so good.
Guys, we're in an era where people literally are like obligated to just shit on things because
no,
their
like,
existence.
I've talked to people with who know how to form their own opinions, and they're like, it's so bad. And I was like, in what form though? Like, I just there is saying that they're like, you know, I didn't have any expectations, but it definitely wasn't this. I was like, then you might have had some expectations.
Yeah, let's
be real.
What does that even mean?
The big thing.
I didn't expect anything, but
Alicia and I went into were like, okay, it's a Jordan Peele movie. Us and Get Out had a bunch of symbolism. This one was like, it had symbolism, but it wasn't like crazy.
Yeah.
Also, I didn't think Jordan Peele could make me scared of aliens because I think they're dumb. But he did, and I was like,
it was really good.
It was good.
Yeah, I think it was a cool take on.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm. What is it called? Nope.
Nope. Nope.
Yeah, because it's like, you know,
it's on the
server. You know, whenever we see something too intense, like, nope.
It's on the server.
I heard.
It's good.
I heard it was like a cross between Close Encounters and Jaws.
Yep. It has so much Jaws, heavy Jaws reference.
Yeah. It's crazy.
Yeah.
It's good though.
That's fantastic.
I don't know. If anybody's gonna go watch Nope, who's listening, please understand that the word Nope is an acronym also.
Right.
Yeah.
I'm hearing that right now Nope and Bullet Train are the movies to go see.
I heard Bullet Train, you can turn your brain off and it's fun.
I heard Bullet Train is fun. Yeah. I need to go check it out.
I don't be watching movies like that, but I seen a preview for, what is it, like The Barbarian or some shit?
Oh, yeah.
That shit look crazy.
I want to watch that.
I want to, too.
It's a new horror movie.
That shit look nuts.
Yeah. I mean, it's not out yet, but I
want to see it. So
I've read so many things that it was good.
Like, the preview is just nuts. Like, the Airbnb.
Yeah.
Some dude, he's like, are you sure you booked the right place? Like, is this the right
editor?
And then she was like, yeah. And then he's like, well, I mean, I don't have anything, but you can stay the night. First red flag.
It's
first.
But it's so, I don't know. It just looks really tight. It looks pretty.
It looks OD.
I've also been obsessing over Ludwig's Wakanda Forever All Right mix.
Oh, yeah.
That he does in that trailer.
Mm-hmm.
God damn, that is so good. Have you heard it? Have you heard that song? It's Kendrick Lamar, All Right, and
Bob Marley's
Every Little Thing is gonna be all right.
What?
And he mixes crazy. It.
That
dude.
Sounds crazy.
It's great.
Play it after this.
I will. But we're wrapping up right now, guys. Thank you so much for listening to another episode of the Entitled Mixtape. Leo, thank you for joining us.
Yeah, can I plug some things very quickly?
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, no, wait, yeah, awesome. Absolutely.
The floor is yours.
Okay, very quickly, DJ Brute. Follow me all over social media, at IamDJBrute. Again, that's at IamDJBRUTE. All my remixes, original songs, and DJ mixes are on SoundCloud, soundcloud.com/IamDJBrute, or hit my motherfucking website, www.DJBrute.com. I got merch right now, t-shirts, tanks, mugs are coming, stickers, and pins are here. Hit me up if you want merch, or hit my website and order one there. Shows, September 17th, I am spinning for Resonate Drum and Bass. It's their show mashup. It's going to be drum and bass and a whole bunch of other stuff. So if you're into that, Eastside Legion, September 17th, starts at 9. I am one of the headliners. And Halloween, October 29th. Do not miss it, people.
Yeah.
I'm serious.
I'm trying to go.
I'm serious. I've never been so excited, and the buzz that we're already getting off just the teasers. I'm so excited for this. This is going to be fun. So as long as the weather doesn't go to shit, this is going to be dope. We're going to have that whole property is going to be
hopefully
us.
It's just cold.
Yeah. It was actually perfect last time. Last year was perfect. Right. And then look out for Bassblown. At Bassblown or at Bassblown ENT on Facebook. We're throwing out sorts of events. Desert events. Legal events. I want to do a park party. I want to do like a Sunday afternoon, like set up in the park and just play music and people come out and like barbecue and just
Chef Trey?
Dance and hang out. Huh?
Chef Trey?
Chef Trey, he moved. Chef Trey does not live in the Antelope Valley anymore.
No.
Yeah, shouts out to Chef Trey. He moved to Pittsburgh.
Oh,
and he is gone. God. Yeah, it's a very unfortunate because he's dope as shit.
He made so many good things.
Yeah, he made some really good food, and his business endeavors out here didn't go well, and then he picked up and left to Pittsburgh. So he's out. No more Chef Dre. Shouts out to Dre, man. You're the man. You're the realest. But yeah, park parties. Look out for Bassblown and Chit Show Podcast. We record every Sunday. We release every Monday. If you liked some of the bullshit and banter that we do here and you liked hearing me talk shit to these fellas, then you'll probably like our show.
Yeah, check out this past episode where we talk about the guy who has relations with a certain song.
Yes.
Yeah. Oh my god, no.
Oh, that was great. We're gonna talk about some stuff this weekend too. I mean, the Queen died.
The Queen is dead.
There's a lot of music and all kinds of shit, all kinds of crazy shit. Yep. And then one last thing was Twitch. Follow me on Twitch. Twitch.tv/IamDJBrute. I'm doing gaming streams. I do a bedroom radio session where I just play music and I do DJ streams, and we're probably gonna stream the shit show live. And I'd like to do more shows with these gentlemen. I'd like to get some with dancers, dude. That would be amazing.
Yeah.
That would be amazing.
Yeah, I don't pina.
We could.
And if you know dancers that would love to come to like events and just jump on stage and just dance.
Yeah. No, I have.
I'm
easy,
down.
Easy. Make sure everybody, please make sure to follow Leo, aka DJ Brute. You can also see him on School of Rock, Tenacious D.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Love Actually.
Biodome was my was my debut with Kyle Gass. Shouts out KG.
I forgot that he has multiple YouTube
channels as well, cooking, because he's a very
good chef. We just want to save some trees.
He goes by Matty Matheson on occasion.
So he's on The Bear as well. Cook. Watch that show. It's a good show.
This is Ned Shoe Schnoobly.
Nice. Yeah, well, thank you for joining us. Of course, you guys want to plug anything?
Follow me on Twitch, or all social media, actually, LRNZO78. Yeah. You can follow my keyboard channel. I have my video now, Jesus Christ. LRNZO78keys. I think that's right. I haven't checked it in a minute.
But I haven't followed you, so I don't know.
You're such a bastard.
You didn't follow me back.
Oh, my God. Okay, I'll follow you back.
Nah, Stink Sneakerton.
And then, yeah, and take my dance classes at AV Dance Studio 81.
Do it.
I teach some very intense classes, but if I'll you're up there. For the challenge, come I'll along. Be there.
Support the homie.
You gonna learn how to Dougie?
Am I going to learn how to Dougie?
Yeah, no, how dare you? That was...
Yo, he disrespected me, bro.
I don't... Dang,
you don't know him?
No, I know him.
Like, how are you going to wiggle your way out of that one?
I can't do that. That's blood.
Yeah. People just look at you already. But, you know each other.
Hey, yo, me personally, though, don't follow me, though. Like,
leave him alone.
Like ops, you feel me? Like, all y'all is ops.
Yep.
Go follow him.
At
he'd appreciate it.
Follow me, please. Please follow me. Support my music.
Yeah, starving artist. Starving artist over here.
Anything else?
7th, SEV period NTH on Instagrizzle, and then on all streaming is period SVNTH. Juar. Mom, what happened?
And then for us three, follow our podcast and follow at Elementary.
Do it.
Yeah, you can follow me at The Real Dango.
You almost said Bulldozer Dango, didn't you?
I did.
I was going to be so hyped.
Man, you made me feel bad when you were like, man, I missed when you played horror games. I was like,
dude, yeah, I do. You should play Inside the Backrooms.
It's okay, everybody. I will be streaming on Twitch doing gaming streams for October with spooky games. You don't need Danny anymore. You got me.
Fuck. Okay, well, shit.
Hey,
yeah.
Fight Night? Oh.
Ding, ding, ding.
On it. We're getting there.
His hands in
so we have some events planned. We'll probably do like a network / friend fight night coming up.
Down.
We're going to be doing a bunch of fighting games. It's going to be a lot of fun. Also have, follow us at The Untitled Mixtape. Shout out to the Working On It Network.
Yes.
We are joined with a bunch of amazing podcasts. We, of course, the Chit Show podcast, who's here with us today.
Yeah.
We do pop culture and news. Boom, 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 boom. We also have the Solarian Girls.
Solarian Girls.
We'll talk about their favorite book series, The Zodiac Academy. So join them over there. A lot of fun. And, of course, shout out to us.
Don DeMarco.
For the rest of September, like I said, next week,
like that.
We'll be doing Earth, Wind, and Fire, the hits from the collaboration album, September.
Love's Holiday, the greatest love song of all history of love songs.
At the end of the month, the last episode of the month, we're going to be doing something a little different. I'm finally going to implement dancing into the podcast.
Oh, cool.
And we're going to start with one of the dances that took over the world, the twist, and all of the stuff that comes behind that. I know it's not...
What?
Yeah, the twist.
You
remember the twist?
The season has a slow start.
We're going to talk about the twist, like, and how it's... Like it started off,
okay. Yeah,
and how it evolved
into one of the first trend party dances,
mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And how it evolved into She Hulk twerking.
If I see somebody doing a twist right now, bro, I'm gonna hype him up like he's blessing a bottle or something.
I will announce our Halloween month.
Yeah,
we have Halloween month, Untitled Mixtapes Halloween month. We're gonna start off not spooky.
Oh,
little. Calm Halloween, and then we're gonna get worse as time goes on.
Oh,
so now that's what I call Halloween music. October 1st.
That sounds like a wow.
Bopper flop Halloween parodies and tracks.
Okay.
October 8th.
It's a Weird Al episode,
right?
Yeah, you're getting darker. Don't worry.
Monster Mash. What's on their rotation? October 15th, and then we're gonna get creepy for the last two lullabies to play in the dark, which we'll also record on October 15th. And then wrapping it up with the Cursed Mixtape Volume
two.
Yeah.
So like,
and that's all Billie Eilish.
We're doing two on one.
We're doing two because we're doing two in one because we're going on vacation, all of us. We're you guys are going to Extreme Fest in Vegas, and I will be in Solvang.
Extreme Fest.
Yeah. While
not Extreme Fest, sorry.
That's how I was
when we were young.
Yeah, when we were young. I was like, what?
I was like, I'm going there. We're not getting a ticket to that.
Wait, you're not going to When We Were Young anymore?
No. No.
Punk.
Shemans?
Shemans right here?
He ain't even put up. Yo,
you got me messed up.
Yo, look. Yo, he ain't even put up a fight.
What do you mean I didn't put up a fight?
My man's just like, just.
I was in that line for 3 hours.
That's it? Should have been in.
And then I tried to get the tickets aftermarket.
Also, what you're saying is you were an hour late.
Yo, my man's not hungry. Yeah, he's not hungry.
I'm kidding. I'm kidding. I'm kidding. Love you. I'm kidding.
Friend.
I'm hungry. I'm starving. That's why I was there.
Ladies and gentlemen,
I got my ticket. Hey, I was in line.
You better hurry up. You better hurry up and wrap it up. You better keep
going. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you so much for joining us for another episode here on the Entitled Mixtape, and we'll see you next time.
I made gold.
Bye.
Yo.